USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Federal prosecutors in New York want billionaire Jeffrey Epstein to stay behind bars until his trial on sex trafficking charges.
Epstein was charged in a two-count indictment. First, conspiracy to commit sex trafficking, and second, the substantive crime of sex trafficking of underage girls.
New York U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Bierman says Epstein is accused of forcing underage girls to perform sex acts on him at his mansion in Manhattan and creating a network allowing him to sexually exploit and abuse dozens of underage girls. A new Justice Department legal team is taking over President Trump's push for a citizenship question on next year's census. The department made the announcement today that the new team is from the Civil Division and will now be in charge of solving how to legally put the question about citizenship on the survey. And First Lady Melania Trump is in West Virginia taking part in a roundtable on the opioid crisis. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Strong earthquakes in Southern California have many people still on edge. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Southern California residents hoping to get things back to normal after two powerful earthquakes shook the region last week. Ridgecrest Police Chief Jed McLaughlin speaking at a community meeting on Sunday afternoon. He says as recovery efforts continue, people need to be ready for the possibility of another earthquake. He says people need to have at least 3 days' worth of supplies on hand.
Starbucks is apologizing after an employee asked a group of police officers in Tempe, Arizona to leave the store. Customers like John Arnold tell KPNX, the NBC affiliate in Phoenix, that the police officers were doing nothing wrong.
Nobody should be asked to leave if all they're doing is just having a cup of coffee. That's what they have a right to do there.
The officers were asked to leave because a customer reportedly felt unsafe in their presence. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wade Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wade Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email waynerut@gmail.com.
A new study from the UK says obesity is rivaling smoking as a cause of cancer and responsible for more kidney, bowel, ovarian cancer, and liver cancer than cigarettes. Smoking is still the biggest cause of cancer, but obese people now outnumber smokers by 2-1. Dr. Debbie Nampia Parampil is an associate professor at the New York School of Medicine.
This new study is kind of looking at whether it could be more dangerous than tobacco itself, right? So for liver cancer, kidney cancer, colon cancer, and ovarian cancer, it might be. Now, the reason that obesity could be related is that fat seems to affect hormones, so a couple different hormones, whether it's estrogen or insulin. Now, estrogen is the one that controls breast tissue, uterine tissue, ovarian tissue also produces it. And so if there's an issue there, that might be why we're seeing more of those cancers.
And as far as the cause, Dr. Devi says?
They see the correlation. They don't know for sure about the cause. Now, the other issue might be insulin as well, right? So obesity also affects your susceptibility to insulin. And insulin is involved in terms of wound healing. So let's say you get a cut, let's say with a diabetic, might not heal as well. But even if you're not a diabetic, if you're obese, you may also have some problem with wound healing. And the issue is that cancer cells are really like a non-healing wound. So it might be that something is going wrong with these cells. They can't repair themselves, and then they go rogue, and then they cause that cancer.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.